Tuesday, September 7th. We're all back in Washington now. President was in the office first thing, had a two-hour meeting with the Committee on International Economic Policy, and then spent the rest of the day supposedly getting ready for the Thursday address to Congress. But most of it was spent haranguing me on schedule changes that he wants made. Pat Nixon decided she didn't want to go to California before the Alaska trip, instead wants to go direct to Anchorage. So the president's changing the schedule to go out to Detroit on Thursday of that week and just go out and back and then go directly to Anchorage. Then as the day went on, he kept calling with various changes in that, finally ending up with an idea of spending Saturday night in Seattle, going on up to Anchorage Sunday, back to Portland for Sunday night, and then back to Washington on Monday. Further complication is that Pat has to be back, she thinks, for the Mamie Eisenhower salute Monday night. So it's really pretty royally screwed up, thanks to her. He had Colson in today, mainly to go over some general follow-up. He wants to be sure he's attacking Muskie on the basis that he's panicked because of his slump in the polls, and that's what brought about his ridiculous tax proposal. Also, he thinks someone needs to keep hitting Meany on the basis that he's a great American, but it's sad that he's out of step. He was concerned with Peterson's briefing today because it was covered too much ground. Peterson tries to be too thorough and make show that he knows all the subject matter, which isn't really the most important thing to get accomplished. He asked me to talk to Mitchell about Hoover. The president wants a plan because he thinks now is the time to get him to step down. I did so, and Mitchell agreed and thinks we should move ahead on that as quickly as possible. He got back into the speechwriting problems again, this time that they aren't adequate on anecdotes because they don't think that way, so he wants Dick Moore to move in on that. Also, he wants his speech team to work on helping Pat with her speeches. End of September 7th.